Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang is my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to be joined by Mark Clifford, the author of Today, Hong Kong, Tomorrow, the World, and his new book, Troublemaker, about Jimmy Lai, who remains incarcerated on the mainland of China in some fashion, accused of talking to the Vice President of the United States, among other crimes. In other words, we're looking at show trials, persecution by the state and the Chinese Communist Party. Mark, a very good day to you. Congratulations again for Troublemaker. I'm looking forward to our extended conversation. But right now, I'd like you to help the audience understand why this book is important right now, the story of a successful man who's being persecuted by the People's Republic of China. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thanks so much for your interest. Well, Jimmy Lai was a successful entrepreneur, media owner, sweater manufacturer, clothing retailer, who crossed the Chinese Communist Party by believing in freedom and trying to hold China accountable for the promises it made to the people of Hong Kong and to the world that Hong Kong would remain free for 50 years after China took it over in 1997. And for having the temerity to take China at its word, he's sitting in jail. As you say, John, it's been almost 1,500 days. Think of that. Next month will mark 1,500 days in captivity, mostly in solitary confinement, for a 77-year-old guy who's done nothing more than try to practice good journalism.
I spoke of the vice president's meeting. There have been a series of trials. Where is that now, Mark?
Jimmy's trial is taking place in Hong Kong at the moment. He's testifying in his defense. The trial's been going on for over 1 year. The prosecution seems to have proved absolutely nothing except that Jimmy's guilty of practicing journalism. We hope that it's going to wrap up in the next few weeks or so. Jimmy has testified in his own defense very robustly, talking about the importance of universal values, universal human rights. The judge has slapped him down for that. So we expect Jimmy to finish up pretty soon. Then we'll go into summary arguments, closing arguments, the inevitable guilty verdict, and a sentence that will be at least 10 years and perhaps as long as life, even 10 years, John, for a guy who's 77 years old in solitary confinement with diabetes and a number of other health issues. Even 10 years would be close to a death sentence.
Gordon, you have a question for Mark.
Mark, Jimmy Lai is a British national. What has London done to try to free him?
Well, Gordon, that's a great question, and I've spent a lot of the last few years trying to figure that out. We've at least gotten the British government to start saying his name, and they are now calling for his release. But it seems to be very grudging, very timid, and Jimmy's consular rights as a UK citizen are not being honored by the Hong Kong government, which the Chinese claim he's a dual national. He's not. He's had a full British passport since 1992. He saw what was coming when Britain was leaving and China was coming. And I think he kind of expected a lot more in terms of support from the UK government. Unfortunately, Britain has so many problems, not least of them the economic problems, and seems desperate to cozy up to China, not say too much about inconvenient cases like a long-standing political prisoner, Jimmy Lai. And, it's very disappointing. We just had the Chancellor of the Exchequer, something like the Treasury Secretary, go over to Beijing. She claims she raised Jimmy's case, but it has been very little, very late, and seemingly very timid.
We're in an interregnum that's about to turn into a new presidency who is a former president, Mr. Trump. Do you expect anything to change with Trump in the White House and not the declining Joe Biden?
John, it's a great question, and I do. Candidate Trump, now President-elect Trump, said on the campaign trail that he would free Jimmy Lai. He was very emphatic about that. He said 100%, I'll get him out, guaranteed. It'll be very easy. Now, I'm not sure it'll be very easy, but I do think that it's terrific. And in contrast to what we see coming out of London, I think it's terrific that we have a president-elect who's spoken, he's happy to engage, speak Jimmy's Lai's name, and make a promise that, you know, we certainly expect that he'll come through on. And I would say to the Chinese government, guys, there's probably nothing else you could do that would be lower cost to you than letting a 77-year-old guy whose media empire has been destroyed, who's clearly not a political threat, doesn't want political power, let this 77-year-old guy out of prison, let him leave Hong Kong, let him spend his last years, we don't know, with his family. That's so low cost for the Chinese, and there's potential for a very, you know, big payoff. This would be a big reset, I think, optically at least, and a nice kind of gift for the president-elect to, you know, set things on a better tone for the new administration. So I think this trial will be over. You know, he'll be sentenced in the next few months or by the middle of the year. And I think, you know, at that point, it would be, you know, very appropriate to let Jimmy Lai and other political prisoners in Hong Kong. We have to remember that Jimmy Lai is the best known, but there are more than 1,900 other political prisoners who've been convicted and jailed in China in the last 5 years. And so let these people out.
Gordon, you have a question.
Mark, you talk about a 10-year sentence being essentially a sentence for life, and certainly that would be true. Do you think China wants Jimmy Lai to die in jail? I mean, it would seem to me that that would be a public relations disaster for them, because they would really have created a martyr in that situation.
Absolutely, Gordon. I mean, there are many things that I can't understand about China's handling of Hong Kong. The crackdown has been so unnecessary, so damaging to China's kind of image in the world. And to let Jimmy die in prison or immediately after he got out would create a martyr. China's already made this mistake with Liu Xiaobo, who is a writer, poet, novelist, who won the Nobel. Sorry, he wasn't a novelist, but he was the only Chinese to win the Nobel Prize for literature. And he died in Chinese custody. He was in a prison hospital under guard at that point. And, you know, China still bears the stain of that, which happened almost a decade ago. So, again, Gordon, I think your question is great. And I think the guys in Beijing must be asking themselves, how do we get out of this cul-de-sac? We've driven into a dead end with the help of some spectacularly incompetent security people running Hong Kong, notably Chief Executive John Lee. How do we get out of this in a face-saving way? And that's why I think a new administration in the U.S., clearly a president-elect who wants Jimmy Lai out, you know, this could provide an opportunity for it's an easy win for China. It's an olive branch. And again, it costs them nothing. Hong Kong is not about to erupt in open rebellion again. Just let Jimmy Lai go. Let him go to Britain. Let him go somewhere else for medical treatment. He certainly needs it. And declare victory and move on. Why make a martyr, as you say, Gordon?
Mark Clifford is the author of The Troublemaker, just published, How Jimmy Lai Became a Billionaire, Hong Kong's Greatest Dissident, and China's Most Feared Critic. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.